All right. Jeff's got another story for us. So the saga continues. Come on in, have a seat, and we shall commence.
Sorry, what am I doing with the rock? What am I doing with the rock? Well, it's my nickname. They call me Rocky. No, not Simon Peter the Rock. I'm neither that righteous nor that holy. Now, you see, I was a scribe in the temple, an expert on Ezekiel. There wasn't one thing that you couldn't tell me about the works of the prophet Ezekiel that I didn't know. We knew that if Israel was to be saved and set free from the Romans, we would have to make ourselves perfect under the law. And only when we had fulfilled every last dot, every last tittle of the law, would the Messiah come and Israel be freed from the oppression of the Romans and our wealth and our glory and our power restored. And we knew that if Israel's glory was to be restored, we would have to drive from our midst every sinner and every false prophet and everyone who would not obey the law. Now, most of those rabbis who came proclaimed the law, but there were two who were different. One was John the Baptizer, son of the priest, and at least he had the good sense to proclaim obedience to the law. But there was another. This man healed on the Sabbath. We knew that if Israel was to be saved, we would have to drive from our midst false prophets such as this. We were in the temple one day when we caught a woman in the very act of adultery. I'm ashamed to say, brothers, that we never did bother trying to catch the man. We caught this woman in the very act of adultery, and we were going to stone her as allowed under the law of Moses. And I was ready, and I was willing, and I was able with this very stone. Until one of our number said, "No, Jesus of Nazareth is in town. Now's our chance to trick him, and now's our chance to get rid of him, and if need be, to kill him." So Jesus was preaching in the temple. And we brought this woman and put her right before him and said, "Master, we caught this woman in the very act of adultery, and according to the law of Moses, she deserves to die. What have you got to say?" And Jesus bent down and started drawing in the dirt. "Master," we said, "what have you got to say? She deserves to die according to the law." And Jesus looked up at us with a deep sadness in his eye and a compassion and said, first to the woman and then at us, "If there is one of you who is without sin, let him cast the first stone." And all you could hear was the sound of rocks falling to the ground. And we began to walk away, beginning with the oldest. And I lingered long enough because something had started to stir. And I saw him turn to the woman and said, "Does no one condemn you?" "No one, sir," she said, "no one." And Jesus, with a deep compassion and love in his eyes, said, "Well then, neither do I. Go, and please, please, please don't sin anymore." And that day, for the first time, I heard the words of the prophet Ezekiel, "I will take from you your heart of stone. I will pour clean water upon you, and I will give you my own spirit. And so I keep carrying it around. It's hard. It's ugly because we had an ugly thing to do with it. But I keep carrying it around with me to remind me of what a cold, hard heart is like. And to remind me of the day Jesus forgave me and took from me my heart of stone and gave me a heart of flesh. And my brothers, he's ready to do the same for you.